We know you. You're a radio presenter, broadcaster in the industry. Obviously not right now, but we did get a question here from Jade. Jade wanted to ask you, Bryce, do you think you've ruined your career? How are you feeling about this now in terms of a career moving forward?
Genuinely concerned. If I'm being 100% honest, I think the way that the show has portrayed me, who'd want to hire someone like that? So, I've had some conversations with the heads of the show. I've kind of thanked them for what they've done to me. And I said, you've kind of ruined my life. You've ruined my career. I haven't got a qualification in anything else. Got 11 years in radio behind me. So I said, we're on a deal with Channel 9 for 12 more months. I said, am I working for Channel 9 for 12 months or am I coming to work for Endemol? Because you've kind of politely stuffed my career up. I'm happy to put it out there publicly.
And what gets said to you when you say that?
You'll be right. There's not much care.
Okay.
Not much care.
Okay.
Now, here's my
That's
final question.
Yeah, now seriously, we've got to go to the news.
I know, but this is a big one.
I know, I'm surprised it hasn't come 5 minutes earlier.
So, this is the news, folks.
So, mate, you've been speaking to our producer. Now, we wanted you on after the show finished a couple of weeks ago, but you called police on producers.
Yes.
Why?
It was the reason I didn't go to the dinner party, or we both didn't go to that dinner party. So, the boys and the girls' night, we were forced to be separated. Because I'd heard there was an incident at the girls' night. The live-in producer, she was great. She was like, look, something's happened with Liz. She's okay, but she'll be coming back later. Then for some reason, it was about midnight. I walked out of the boys' night about 10 p.m. Then they said, oh, look, we can't get a camera in. We can't do anything with that. So you have to sit in separate rooms. I'm like, if something's happened to Melissa, take out of the fact that she's my show wife. We're generally into each other. She's my number one priority here on the show. What the hell's going on? They wouldn't tell me. So I was like, okay, wake up in the morning. She comes in. I see her looking like she was, like just absolutely shattered. Found out about the stuff and I was like, stuff this. I walked out and walked to the producer's room and said, this is why you've kept it here. I said, you're playing with someone's mental health. And
they also took our phones off us.
Yeah.
That's why we didn't have our phones.
So I had no phone, no wallet. And then they kept us separate for about half the day. I ended up sneaking out of the Sky Suites in Sydney and walked down to Martin Place. So if you know Sydney, it's just a couple of blocks from Kent Street. No wallet, no phone. Went and found a stranger. Said, can I have some money? I want to make a phone call on a payphone. Gave me $5. Went to Woolies. Gave me some change. Went to a payphone. Called my parents. Mom, Dad, this is what's happening. We're on the Gold Coast. We can't help you, Bryce. Like, call the police. So I did.
Imagine that bloke that he took the $5 off. Jeez, married at first sight. Contestant don't get paid.
I wouldn't give it to him now.
The context of why I did it was, people are going to think, oh, that's just way over the top. I was begging to let me go. And this is, you'd seen.
You felt like you're in jail. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Because I said to him, I was like, guys, I said, I'm done with this. Listen, like, we're fine. We're going to just do this on the outside. Your storyline's not done. This isn't done. I'm like, it's past a TV show. Like, you're lucky you had your laptop on you and you called your mum, who then called my mum. Because we were FaceTiming our parents every day together. Mm. Our parents saw the relationship for what it was, not what they've seen this crap on TV. And I was like, you know what? If anyone can help us, it's the police. So I think I saw an article come out the other week. I don't know how it's come from production or whatnot. Good on them. But thank you for leaking it because the truth's out there.